This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rahimi Harrison Grody, middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We obviously value Soto a ton. I think he's amazing for us as a, you know, as a pitcher, as a teammate, and you know, I don't want to close that door completely by any stretch. But ultimately, you know, we didn't think that the club option was the right value. Clearly, we made him a qualifying offer.
They did make him a qualifying offer of $22 million. That was Jed Hoyer. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And that deadline to accept is in, I'd say, 2 hours and 12 minutes. It's at 3 o'clock. So the time is ticking for Shota Imanaga to accept his qualifying offer. That's the one that's probably the most likely to discuss, is if he's going to pitch for the Cubs, it will be at a higher salary for that year than it was if he had stayed for a couple more. So that is what we're waiting on. There are other qualifying offers extended. I don't think these are going to be accepted, guys. Kyle Schwarber, you think that one's getting accepted?
That would be a no. $22 million for 1 year?
What about Kyle Tucker?
No, just say the Kyles are out.
Yeah. Ranger Suarez.
Absolutely not.
Framber Valdez.
Come on. Do you even have one on there that you believe could happen?
Let's go through the list.
Is Shota the most likely?
Bo Bichette.
Not a chance.
Dylan Cease.
Sick. I don't think so.
Trent Grisham. Oh.
That's what I'm saying. Is Shota's the most likely to be accepted?
The other ones are Gleyber Torres. There's 13. Edwin Diaz with the Mets.
No.
Brandon Woodruff.
No.
Zach Gallen.
Absolutely not.
Shota, aforementioned. And Michael King, the starting pitcher with the Padres.
No, and apparently the Cubs are interested in both Michael King and Dylan Cease.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that a, this is a
list,
or both?
This is pretty much a list where most teams are going to be interested in these guys.
Cease's name I've heard the most, but maybe that's just my ears just perk up when I hear Dylan Cease because of the familiarity. But that does seem to be...
Well, it's also the age. It's the, you know, it's the profile. It's knowing that Cubs pitching lab could work well with Dylan Cease, knowing what his potential is when he's on.
Be a great story, too.
And who doesn't love a good homecoming?
Exactly. Great story.
Farmhand back again, but slightly more dollar bills in his pocket.
And then we could open back up to who won the trade. Seriously.
Oh, of course. And which cars you would like to compare the individuals to.
Yeah.
Now that is a reference.
Thanks, White Sox, not sounding as good as it, or thanks, Cubs, I should say, not sounding as good as it once did. Thanks, Cubs!
And Jason Benetti was on the call of the game that was after us watching the conclusion of game after we were watching the
thanks,
game
Cubs!
On Sunday.
I heard them promote Jason Benetti. Jason Benetti and...
Jason calling a game.
I would be shocked if Shota Imanaga is on the Cubs next season.
Same.
Are you in the same camp with me?
Absolutely.
Come aboard.
Yeah.
Come aboard.
No, I am.
I'll drive.
Why do you say that?
Because
I don't disagree, but I want
to hear
your why.
I think there's more money out there for him to make than the $22 million that the Cubs... And I think, frankly, he's probably not upset that they opted out when they could have opted in to paying him for another couple of years. But I think he understands why. He remembers what happened in the playoffs last year.
Yes, right. So, I feel like the Cubs might be getting out at the right time, even if they're saying they love him and respect him and would want him back. I mean, he's been a very good Cub, but they might have just gotten the best possible version of him, and they'll never see it again.
I love him and respect him. Yes.
I know you do.
The flip side is if they accept, he accepts Imanaga, and suddenly, where are you putting the starting pitcher that Jed wants to upgrade so badly when he talked about wanting to improve his team?
Right.
Where is that person going?
In the rotation you're talking about? Like where specifically?
Like if we who go are they replacing?
It? Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously you got, I mean, you well, have Justin Steele coming back.
He's not going to be right at the start of the season.
I know, so but like May, right? June. So let's not get carried away. Like
so
he's not going to be there.
So Imanaga's there from jump along with Jameson Taillon.
Cade Horton.
Along with Cade Horton.
Boydsy.
Along with
Taillon.
Matthew Boyd.
Did you mention Taillon?
Yeah, I said Taillon. Yeah. So that's four guys right there. Okay. Colin Ray, again, is not going to be a starting pitcher.
So you're paying $22 million for potentially your number four or five starter?
Hey, if that's what they want to do.
On the Cubs?
I'm cool
the
with
Cubs
it.
If they pay
that?
Him and they get Dylan Cease, though,
now
and you understand you've got depth.
Bring me Valdez. Bring me Framber.
Valdez would be amazing.
Bring me Framber. That's the guy I want.
You know that I have maintained the Cubs also need to focus on the offense that Kyle Tucker will likely leave.
Yeah. Well, like where
they,
can you upgrade?
They can't replace that. And somebody went off the board over the weekend. Josh Naylor signed a 5-year contract to return to the Seattle Mariners. That was on Sunday. That was reported by Jeff Passan, locking him up through the 2030 season, including a full no-trade clause. And it's worth $92.5 million with no deferrals. So that's a 5-year deal, $92.5 million. The Cubs could have afforded that if they had wanted to.
Yeah, but where are you going to play him?
That's the issue. I mean,
you
have a collection of people not producing enough at the positions where you want them to produce more.
And he doesn't play that position where you need the production either.
Who are we talking about here? Matt Shaw? We talk about third base? Who needs to be upgraded on offense?
Theoretically, Josh Naylor would have played it at your first base or DH to provide the offense.
Okay, so Michael Bush is where you're getting the most value, so that's where you're good.
But I illustrate the point of offense is affordable. If that's the case, because Naylor was an absolutely savvy pickup for them to be able to make that playoff run.
He's a scary player. But I'm just trying to figure out, like, are we messing with Ian Happ? Are we talking about, obviously, right field? Is Owen Casey going to be a factor on this team this year? Like, where are the potential in-house upgrades or eliminations?
Right field DH. That's where the upgrades are.
You're good at third base then.
I'm sorry, third base also.
Keep it going.
But those are the primary thing I'm looking at now is right field.
Gotcha.
And DH. That's my primary.
Yeah, I would love if shortstop was more consistent offensively. Mm. I would love if third base was. We know third base is an issue league-wide.
Yeah, has Swanson
when it comes to offensive production.
Has Swanson got to the point where he's just so good defensively that you let the slumps go?
I mean, it's the combination of the paycheck and knowing who he is and what you've resigned yourself to. I think they probably hoped his offense would be a little more consistent the last 2 years.
It should be.
But that just hasn't been the case. So how are you building around it then becomes the question. And that's why right field is so important. Why I don't think you can get away with just being like, oh, we want to improve pitching. Coming up next here on Raheem Harrison Grody, it is time to look at the tape with our guy, Tim Jenkins. All things QB on YouTube. You love his breakdowns. Let's do it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.